Oh my gosh, on the Mortgage Mom line today is our tech guy all the way from Las Vegas, Nevada. Chase is back on Mortgage Mom Radio.
He is, and you know what? He has got some great stuff for us. Chase, thank you so much for being here.
Sure.
Yeah. So everybody listening, it's very important to me. I'm pretty techie, and, you know, we're all buying these homes and we're throwing Alexas in every rooms. And, we've got what are those other ones? You know, the speakers that all connect together. Everybody
I
loves
like
those.
Echo. I have the Echo.
You've got the Echo.
And you can rename it to the computer.
But Google's got their own little set of speakers. And then there's the Sonos, you know, like there's everybody's getting all techie and, you know, connecting all the speakers together from every room. And we're all trying to use our Wi-Fi to turn our ovens on at a certain time to cook something, right?
Not all of us. Your oven can do that?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Can you do it remotely?
Yes, I can.
Wow.
I just haven't figured out how to keep the oven refrigerated and then have the actual oven turn on when it's time to cook the food. So I'm not quite sure what the time or how can it work if you walk out the door at 7 in the morning and it needs to start cooking at 3. Not sure what to do with the food sitting in the oven from 7 in the morning.
It's time for a firmware update, your oven.
I think they need to start making refrigerated ovens. I mean, for real. But Chase, you actually did some great research for us because I think that is something that everybody's moving towards. We're all trying to make our lives easier. And especially when we're busy, you know, I'm a mom, I'm busy. There's a lot of moms that are busy. But the majority of household families right now are two income households. That means everybody's working and they're juggling kids. And the more advanced that we can get, the better we can get. So what have you got for us today?
Yeah, kind of three big categories that seem to be trending this year. That's security systems, or more specifically, the cameras, smart thermostats, and the smart appliances for the kitchen.
So are they actually breaking down what the best brands are for each of those? Like, are they giving the, you know, you should use this brand and this is the best at, you know, this cost? Or, you know, how are they determining which ones people should be looking at?
Well, there are so many different brands now for so many of these things, and they all have very similar features. The cameras, for example, the Ring video doorbell, I think most people have probably heard of that one by now.
Yes.
The Ring video doorbell is pretty popular. That's a camera that's built into the doorbell that you would install. So there's probably a little wiring involved.
Let me give you a little story on that, actually.
Sure.
Have one?
I do. I do not have a Ring doorbell. No, I need to get one. Mm. But actually, I was talking with Heidi, my assistant, the other day, and she was saying that her sister-in-law called her panicking because she could not get a hold of her husband. Her husband was inside the house, and the son is probably about 3 or 4. And, you know, we're all families. We understand how it goes. I mean, you could try to go to the restroom for a quick 5 minutes and your 3-year-old could get out the door. But she was panicking because she had this Ring doorbell and she could see that the door opened because her phone dings her and says, hey, somebody's at your door. And she could see her 3-year-old standing outside on their porch. And she was trying to get a hold of her husband and she needed Heidi to run over to the house really fast because her son was standing at the front door. Now, eventually, within a couple of minutes, she got a hold of her husband. But talk about safety. I mean, if you know every single time somebody's standing at your door, you know, that is really, really helpful. And with my son, Zeke, who is autistic, he's nonverbal. He can open the door. He knows how to unlock the doors. We've actually put precautions on the doors with higher locks that he can't reach and things of that nature. But it would be so easy for him to get out. Really just a lifesaver. That has been something. That's just my little story on that one.
Wow.
So sorry, Chase, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's great. I mean, you can imagine if she hadn't had one of those. So, I mean, these things, not only for safety reasons with your kids, but also security too. They let you see, you know, who's coming to your door. If you live in an area where packages go missing when, you know, Amazon Prime delivers and people come up on porches and take packages and things like that, you've got a camera that starts recording when it detects motion. When someone rings the doorbell, it comes on. And, you know, there's some, like I have Vivint that actually lets you...
What'd you say there? Gazoon tight?
What was it called?
It's called Vivint, the home security system. And it actually has an app. Most of these do. They have an app on your phone that you can access that lets you look at the camera. But it also gives you access to a microphone. So you can actually talk to the person through the doorbell without even opening the door.
Okay.
You know,
so
who is it?
Yeah, I like that. So it's Vivint, V-I-V. Spell it.
I believe it's V-I-V-N-T. A-N-T.
A-O-V.
You know what?
So Vivant.
We'll post a link to the site he's looking at, too.
Yeah.
So if you miss any of this, you go to mortgagemomradio.com.
V-I-V-I-N-T is what it is.
V-I-V-I-N-T. Got it. I like it. Okay.
Okay. And if you miss any of these, we're going to post a link up at mortgagemomradio.com. So don't feverishly try to write down these brand names and stuff while you're out there.
While you're driving in the car, right? Okay. So, and is there one more, or are those really kind of the two big ones?
Well, those are the two big ones. There's also one called Skybell HD, which records high definition quality video. But I think some of these cameras are HD anyway. I think it just kind of depends on your home internet connection, because a lot of them record the video to the cloud for later access or whatever, so you can get to it from your phone or whatever. But Skybell HD is another.
And that is amazing, especially if you do have like an Amazon package or something that does go missing. I mean, it's amazing to be able to scroll back. You almost feel like you're, you know, in one of those CSI shows on TV where you get to try to figure out who the culprit is. That's pretty cool. But I really, really like that one, that you can actually talk to people. But what do these look like as far as price is concerned?
Well, they kind of range in price. You know, it can be anywhere from $29.95 all the way up to a few hundred dollars for some of these systems. And that's the other thing, too, is whether or not you're buying just the doorbell or you're buying a whole home security system, which could be a few hundred bucks. And then there's services like the Vivint that I mentioned, for example, can cost around $80 a month for, you know, certain packages that provide the cloud storage for video and the monthly security monitoring system and whatnot. So, because if the alarm goes off, they'll actually send a security person to your house. So they have a monthly fee involved. But some of these other little home security systems, you just buy them, you install the motion detectors and things yourself, and you can have the option of paying for their service, or you don't need it. If you don't want it, I should say, you just go without, and it'll just alert your phone.
If you have like a husband or a wife who's like
handy,
Handy. Mm-hmm.
I don't think that it takes all that much. I'm pretty sure that my 4'11" frame could probably get those things set up. So that's actually pretty amazing, because, you know, if you think about it, for a couple $100s, even if that's the more expensive one, you know, you're getting all of that security that you need, even that ring doorbell, you said it was called. You know, that one is fairly inexpensive as well, and you're just definitely setting yourself up for more security than you had before, and you're not actually, you know, setting up maybe a long-term contract like you would have back in the day with an ADT. So you know, I love the new technology, the cameras, you can see it from your app. I mean, really, that's some good security, good mom tip, good chase tip. I love it. All right, so
then we also have smart thermostats, which are these newfangled touchscreen thermostats that you can install in your home that also have companion apps that go with them, so that you can program your home. Let's say you're single and you don't have any pets or anybody at home. You can set these things and program them to turn off during the day when you're not there, and then to turn on maybe 30 minutes to an hour before you get home. So when you get home, your home is nice and warm or nice and cool if it's summertime.
If you want to get those kids out of bed too, you crank the temperature way down or way up.
It is actually energy saving for sure. I do have one, I do believe that you get a rebate as well from your off your taxes, because those are considered an energy efficient item. I can't even off the top of my head right now tell you what the name of ours is, and when you say it, I'll tell you, yeah, that's the one I have. But my husband did install it, and it is amazing. It is really nice, and you can actually set your thermostat from your phone, from the app, and you can set the hourly guidance of where you want it to be. You can put where you want the high and where the low, so, you know, don't turn on until you hit a certain number. But it actually, the other thing that it does, even if you don't go in and set, you know, during the day, I want it to be here, it actually it keeps a record of throughout every day where you seem to be moving your thermostat. And then it will actually start to do that automatically for you. So there will be times where we have, you know, set it a little bit higher, and then all of a sudden it turns on and it's cooling down. And it's because it's going off of what took place over, you know, the average of time. And I don't know if it's using a week or a month, or I'm not exactly sure where it's doing it, but it's definitely been very, very helpful.
Is yours the Nest?
It is the Nest. Yes, yes. Thank you. Yes. I leave all that to my husband.
Nest Learning Thermostat. That's probably the most popular. Nest has been around for quite a while, and that's the little round one that kind of looks like a hockey puck that's on your wall, and it has a little digital screen, and yeah, it learns exactly like you just said. It learns your
habits,
your climate, yeah. Habitat, or your habits, I should say. Yeah, exactly. The other smart one or popular one is the Echo B4, which is similar. It basically has a small touch screen. It has a lot of the same features. And this one actually has Amazon Alexa built into it. So you can talk to it and give it Amazon Alexa commands, just like you would the normal Echo or Alexa.
Very nice. I like that. Okay. And I think that, and I'm not 100% because, again, my husband is the techie guy that's setting everything up for us. But I believe that the Alexa actually has its app that you can enable other apps to work with her. And I'm not exactly sure if the Nest is one of those. But I know that, for example, I did do a remodel on my house about a year ago. And some of my appliances will actually work with Alexa if I connect them with the Alexa app. So it's amazing how much, you know, technology can do for you today.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and speaking of appliances, the other that's the other kind of big trend this year is these smart interconnected appliances like crock pots, for example. It might be hard to believe.
What?
But
there's an app for a crock pot now?
Oh, yes.
Come on. Slow get out
cookers.
Of town.
Slow cookers now have Wi-Fi built into them. And yes, they come with companion apps where you can control them from, you know, you're at work and you think, oh, man, the pot roast, I don't want it to get overdone or whatever. So you can log into the app real quick, turn the temperature down, adjust the timing when you want it to shut off. Yeah. Wi-Fi on crock pots.
It is absolutely amazing what they are putting Wi-Fi in these days. And you know, I mean, it's fantastic. I mean, it's something that does definitely, it's time saving and, you know, it makes our lives easier. Definitely, for sure. I'm just waiting for that company. Now, there is actually a company that came out with an appliance because I'm always watching. I love seeing all of these new things, these new gadgets come out. Like, have you seen the automatic folder?
No, I don't think so.
So there's an automatic now. There's a clothes folder. So basically, you put your clothes through this thing, and it you know, like, basically kind of irons and folds them for you. I don't know if I'd really have time to do that because I do think...
Sounds like something from the Jetsons.
Yes, absolutely. But I think you can only put like three pieces in at a time. And I'm not exactly sure how it works. And they say it doesn't work very well for underwear. And I mean, come on, underwear's got to be folded the correct way, right? I'm just kidding. But, you know, but...
Wait, what's the correct way there? How's it?
They have to be a perfect square and they have to be piled perfectly. And
oh, yeah?
It's just like your socks, right?
Three folds or four?
Three, maybe four.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. But you know, just like your socks. I mean, you can't roll your socks. I sure hope you don't roll your socks anymore. Or do the.
Oh no.
You
Who
don't
does
do
that.
You don't do the fold over, right?
No,
to keep them together, paired together. You're just supposed to lay them on top
like
of each other.
Near each other.
No, they're supposed to be perfectly on top of each other as a pair, and you're supposed to stack those in your drawer. Mm. You don't want to stretch them out. I mean, that's, you know. Come on, Barry. Get
all
it
right.
together.
No, I'm not stretching nothing.
I'm just kidding. But I did see this gadget that came out for the kitchen, and it does actually do what I'm talking about. You can put your food in, and it keeps it refrigerated, and then it will turn on at a certain time, and it will cook it, so that when you get home, you actually do have a freshly prepared meal, and you just got it prepared in the morning and left, and you don't have to worry that the food spoiled throughout the day. However, I don't want a big, giant box and an extra piece of equipment sitting on my countertop. So I would not invest in it. And it was not cheap when I looked at it. But somebody, GE, somebody, Samsung, somebody has got to come out with an actual oven that stays refrigerated until it turns on.
That's a good idea.
I know. Should we patent it?
Chase, can you get on that over there in Vegas?
Chase, can you do it?
Yeah.
Would you start working on that?
Let me get my Kickstarter up and running.
There you go. Why don't you patent that for us?
And finally, the Internet of Things, one more thing here. It reaches even into the bathroom. Kohler has a smart toilet. It's $7,000 that's coming out this year. And it also has Amazon Alexa built into it, so you can get the news and weather reports while you're taking care care of business. It has customizable LED mood lighting. It can give you a heated seat, by the way. It's programmable. I guess the seat will warm up when you need it to. And the lid closes automatically, too. So when you get up, you don't have to worry about
it. That should be in a high-end, like a Ritz-Carlton. That should be somewhere that you get to experience it. Like it's fun every now and then.
Yeah. And it looks high-end, too. It looks real fancy. It's very angular, squared off. And the LED lights cover basically the entire bottom and the tank and everything. And yeah, that has all different colors. It also has a built-in bidet, and it has a ultraviolet, what it called an ultraviolet wand that I guess sanitizes everything. So.
Oh, very nice. And I'm going to assume that you just wouldn't run out to the Home Depot to go pick one of these up. I'm sure that you've got to probably order it from somewhere, a Pacific Sales.
Yeah, I have a feeling it's going to be a special order item.
As soon as this show is over, I'm going to look into it. I think I need a...
And for those of you listening who have one of these toilets, we would love a picture.
Absolutely. I want to see...
Of the toilet.
Yeah, I want to see what it looks like.
Not using it, just the toilet.
Not in use, no. Just a picture of it.
That is pretty amazing, though. I mean, it really is amazing where technology is going and how it is changing our world, our life.
Do you feel bad for that Alexa, though? The toilet Alexa? Like
that you have to talk to her and tell her, you know, please wash my butt? I mean, I'm not sure...
The things she sees and hears.
Yeah.
I'm going to assume, though, that that's probably a button that you push. I don't think you'd ask Alexa to do that. I'm thinking you're asking Alexa to read the news to you that morning or what's the weather. I'm thinking the toilet just has a speaker in it that is doing what the normal Alexa would do. Mm. I don't think you're going to say, okay, Alexa, flush. I mean, I would hope there's a button to push.
Okay, well, that's a good place
especially when Alexa keeps all of our comments up in the cloud. I mean, you know, I'm pretty sure doesn't Alexa record everything in
She's
the cloud?
She's going to remember you saying this.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
You're going to be on trial someday in court. They're going to have your voice. Well, we know what your voice really sounds like because before you flush the toilet, we have this recording. Chase, thank you so much. All of this stuff is really, you know, it's cool and it's good to bring to people and it's good to understand how lives are changing. And this actually goes back to a show that I did just a couple of weeks ago and what's coming up next week, actually. So March 31st, I have a workshop that I am attending with one of my real estate agents, and she's talking all about insurance, and she's bringing her insurance agent out. And especially with all the fires that we've had and, you know, the mudslides, and, you know, it's really important to make sure that you are not underinsured in your property. If you don't have enough insurance, and God forbid it did burn down, you need to rebuild your property. And, you know, brand new smart appliances and the $7,000 toilet and, you know, all of these things, granite countertops and, you know, tile floors. These are things that you may want to do if you truly had to start from scratch and rebuild. And the insured part of your home is based on, you know, your home today and rebuilding it to, you know, where what it is today, not what it would be in the future. So this is actually a great thing to talk about. I mean, I love that you brought this all to us, and it's great for everybody to hear and to know and to understand, but it kind of brings us into that next piece is future is changing and the appliances are changing and, you know, everything that you may want to have inside of your smart home, it needs to be something in the back of your mind that you're thinking about, hey, do I have enough coverage? So it kind of all pulls together, and I really do appreciate it.
Absolutely.
So until next time, Chase the Tech Guy, you're released back into the wild in Vegas.
Yeah, keep bringing us good stuff, though. I want to have you on, and I want to know what the next three pieces, what the next three items are that we all have to have.
All right, you bet.
You like that toilet story?
Oh, my goodness. You know, we're on radio, and
I would like to have a toilet, but I don't have $7,000 to spend on a toilet.
No, I'd rather spend... I was actually looking... I mean, talking about all the gadgets for the home and everything, you know, I was actually looking the other day. You know, the house has been sick. We've been going through this now for about a month and a half, almost 2 months, just continuously rolling through it at home. You know, one son gets it, the next son gets it, the next son gets it, the parents get it, and it just starts all over. And I was so sick, I couldn't breathe or anything, and I was laying in bed, and grabbed my phone as always and started researching. I'm like, do they have personal saunas? You know, like I'm thinking I needed like a steamer, you know, something to open up everything, try to get everything flowing. And so then I started looking at these showers that you could buy, and they're all in one bathtub units with all of the sprayers, you know, where you got 50 of them coming at you at once. And it's actually got the steam machine inside of it. And, you know, I want to say that they were like, you know, $3,000 or $4,000 and maybe even $5,000, which truly isn't all that bad considering that you're getting, that was with all the glass enclosure, the ceiling to keep all the steam in, you know, it was an all in one piece. Maybe not necessarily somebody would want to have in a big, huge home, but you know, I'm in a 2000 square foot, 1982, you know, tract house where I live. So, you know, I need the all in one bathtub shower combination, and it would give me that and a steam room as well. And so, you know, these are things though that we all are looking at. We're all looking to improve our homes to the new technology. And, you know, a lot of this technology isn't super expensive, like those, you know, Ring bells, doorbells that he was talking about, you know, I mean, that's not super expensive.
Cheap now, huh?
Yes. And it's right on your phone. And every single time somebody goes to, you know, my assistant Heidi's door, every single time she gets a beep on her phone and she can see who's there, whether it's the mailman or the, you know, UPS guy or the FedEx guy or somebody just knocking on the door, you know, trying to sell you something. But she knows who has been to her door every single minute of the day if somebody has, you know, gone up to her front door for some reason. And, you know, it does make her feel much more secure. You know, she has a son that is 14 years old and he's actually homeschooled. And, you know, it makes her feel more secure that he's home. I mean, he's plenty old enough to be home alone while she's at the office at work during the day. But it makes her feel better to know that she knows who's going in and out of the home. I believe she's even got those same cameras on the sides of her home so she can see pretty much around the perimeter of her house and, you know, for very, very inexpensive. So definitely stuff that we all want to look into. I had a really hard time keeping it together though on the toilet talk. I mean, we are on radio and you're trying to, you know, you're trying to be very professional, and he definitely got us laughing there. So
we're going to be connected next with you. Text the word mom to 474747 and send us your questions. That's coming up next.
I'm shocked that they haven't figured out a way to Wi-Fi all of us humans yet. I mean, they're going to probably put I'm sure they're going to put some sort of a chip in us, and we're going to be a walking Wi-Fi station pretty soon. Anyway, we'll be right back.